Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Vous êtes avec SBS French.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
We have the pleasure of having Pavali Umpanen, the ANAM Artistic Director. ANAM is the Australian National Academy of Music. And welcome to the SBS studios.
Et merci bien.
And perhaps for the listeners, let's start with you telling us about your journey in classical music.
Oh, that'll be a pleasure. And actually, it's a pleasure to be doing this French program interview. I wish we could do it in French. Perhaps a little bit over 20 years ago, I could have done it in French. I used to live in Paris after my studies in Switzerland. For a couple of years in the early 2000s, I lived in the Cité des Arts, like many young artists, and I breathed in the Paris atmosphere, and I was working in Paris with quite a lot of French music and French musicians, and that has stayed with me, even though I haven't been to France so much lately. But the music of Pierre Boulez and Olivier Messiaen particularly has been close to me, and I have collaborated with Boulez himself. And this year has been notable, of course, because of his 100th anniversary centennial. But before that, I was trained in Finland and in Switzerland. I'm a classical pianist. I have a strong affinity with music education, which brought me also to Australia. So alongside my own performances, I'm very passionate about the younger generations and their education. And the Australian National Academy of Music, which I met when I toured in Australia as a performer for nearly 20 years, I came to ANAM several times as a visiting artist, and I saw that there's a really great innovation for training young musicians through performance, which we don't really have in Finland, and with the opportunity to apply for the position of artistic director of ANAM. Came up, I grabbed it and eventually brought my family here as well. ANAM is a training academy of young professional musicians who've already graduated from other schools, and we sort of merge studying in the studio program, lessons, violin lessons and clarinet classes and all that, with a very extensive and intense performance program. So our young musicians actually perform concerts. And that was a combo that really drew me to live in Australia, where I can then also personally combine my passion of performing, curating and music education. But roots are still in Europe, and I am going to France again next summer, and I have a family now who have not been there yet. It's been that long since I also left, and I'm eager to bring them to Paris and to the mountains and to the south of France as well.
And are your kids following in your footsteps, liking classical music?
Oh, absolutely. And my wife is also a classical musician. So we have two daughters who have already started to play the violin and the clarinet, actually. And whether they will be professional musicians is up to them and what happens on their path. But we certainly believe that exposing young people to the creativity of classical music and learning the instruments is a gift which we certainly want to share with our children.
Let's talk about ANAM, which is presenting Harmonie du Soir, which is over 3 days. It's a chamber music festival. You've organized several concerts. Let's start with the very first one, Cabaret Sérieux. What can you tell us about that?
Well, these French titles of the festival, Harmonie de Soir and Un Cabaret Sérieux, etc., they all have a meaning in French culture. Of course, the name of the festival itself is a quotation of a quotation. So many musicians have used that as a title, and Claude Debussy especially, and in Claude Debussy's case, it was a quotation of Baudelaire's poem. Evenings Harmonies, which we wanted to title the festival with. But the first concert, Un Cabaret Sérieux, really looks at the innovation of French music of the 20th century. It's a cabaret in the sense that it is quite entertaining, but it's a serious cabaret in the sense that there's the avant-garde, which is so important to French culture, and French music is very present there. So the first concert is sort of a bit of a mixture of some really edgy, cutting-edge music by Henri Dutilleux, a great French composer whom I actually had the pleasure of meeting myself when I first came to Paris in the year 2000, or it might have been 1999. I met him in his beautiful flat in Île Saint-Louis. We have Dutilleux's almost anarchistic work, Les Citations, which is quoting many pieces of music, and it's an homage to several people, several performers, and the composer Benjamin Britten, etc. At the other end of the spectrum in this concert, we have a sextet by Guillaume Connaisson, which is a very entertaining piece of work. Between there, we have other sort of important composers of the century, Lili Boulanger, an extremely talented young composer from the beginning of the 20th century, who died very young, but she left an oeuvre of works of extremely high quality. So we will perform some of her works, and another composer who we could not let pass, Henri Jolivet, an avant-garde composer, but whose musical inspirations are very much in the ancient. He talked about the ritual nature of music, and he really followed through in the way he composed for the percussion. The opening concert is a little bit of an introduction to this is France. It's a lot of contrast, and it's a lot of very talented and very serious musical voices.
So that's in the afternoon of Thursday, the 27th of November at 3 p.m. And then you've got another concert the same night at 7 p.m., Rousseau versus Rameau. Is there a rivalry between the two of them?
There was a rivalry, and there was actually quite a famous scandal in the 18th century in France. There was an Italian opera company that came to perform in a lighter kind of style, and at that moment, Rousseau, the philosopher and composer actually as well, he wrote and said, wrote in the public sphere, said that French opera is dead. the Italians are doing something much more interesting. And Rameau, another eminent, more of a musical personality, but a huge towering figure of the French music at that time, he opposed and said that no, on the contrary. And what became was a very intense public debate. They wrote articles and they had followers. I think there was even some rioting at that point. And this scandalous controversy was called the Guerre de Buffon. We will tell this story in this concert, but present some music by Rousseau and Rameau. But also, interestingly, these divisions of the more lighthearted and the more serious continued in the French music, and we can see there was something that resonated in the early 20th century, just sort of when Debussy was the towering figure of French music, and shortly after he died, Jean Cocteau, who was more of a theater and a stage personality, declared that Debussy was actually not so interesting. He was just a little Wagner. He even said that he was a little Wagner who fell off from the German frying pan. And Cocteau's art concrete and the musicians that he worked with Mio and Poulenc and these kind of people, in a way, presented something like Rameau and Rousseau in the 18th century. So through this this division, we've created a program that that presents a bit of the flair of the scandal still.
And the third concert is the next day, the Friday 20th of November at 3 p.m. And it's about Ernest Chausson's poem.
Absolutely. All of that Friday, we have two concerts. It's kind of dedicated to French Romanticism. And the evening concert, then we can talk about that afterward. That even has a reference to Marcel Proust, which also we could not let pass. But Chausson is actually the only composer that we have two works from in this festival. And this was one of the most difficult things in curating this festival was that there was such an abundance of French music that we would love to present, but we only have so many musicians and we only have these 3 days and possibly five concerts. So we decided quite early on that we are only going to do one work by each composer, no matter how great, no matter if it's Lully or Debussy or any of these true masters, great composers. But we nonetheless decided that Chausson actually needs two works. It's because both of the works that we are presenting, the poem and the concert, are such novelties and such rarities in a way. Chausson was a phenomenally talented composer of the Romantic era who also died quite young. He tragically died in a bicycle accident, and he was also a close friend of Debussy. And he wrote these really large scale works in the sense that their depth and their innovation and also their scale is quite remarkable, and you quite rarely hear the concert, which is a novel instrument, which has a novel instrumentation. It's a concerto in essentially, or actually an evening, almost like a full presentation, a full concert of composed for a solo violin, solo piano, and solo string quartet. So this kind of a chamber concerto, which is of great depth. And his other work in this concert is the poem, which gives the concert also its title. The poem is a famous piece for the violin and orchestra by Chausson, quite often played in that version. But recently they have discovered a version for the same instrumentation as the concert of the poem by Chausson, and this piece is now being in a way premiered in many places. I don't think that it has been played in Australia terribly many times. I know that there has been a performance at the Adelaide Festival and one in Queensland, but I'm sure that there have been less than 10 performances of this notable work, and that's why we are dedicating this afternoon concert to Chausson.
And in the evening of Friday the 20th of November, you're presenting Marcel Proust, À la recherche du temps perdu.
Absolutely. Music has such a huge role in on the pages of Proust's great novel. There's some real music, some actual pieces that are mentioned in the pages, Saint-Saëns' Second Violin Sonata, of course, and others. But there are also works of these fictionary composers, Winter, for instance, this sonata. This is of great speculation. Which piece is this actually this work referring to that Proust is talking about? And scholars have said it's this piece. It's that piece. But much like memories and especially things that trigger memories in Proust's novel, music can also open up an inner world, an inner life, and therefore I feel very, very strongly that music is a great companion to Proust's prose. And while we at this festival celebrate French cultural monuments such as as Versailles and the Pompidou Center and so forth, Proust's novel is another cultural landmark and a monument in itself, and it deserves a concert of its own. So people coming to that concert can immerse themselves in the fin de cycle world and atmosphere and nostalgia and romanticism.
And the last concert is on Saturday, the 29th of November at 1 p.m. It's a celebration of landmarks of French culture, Versailles, Centre Pompidou, and Notre Dame.
Absolutely. And France has an incredible legacy of big institutions creating and supporting art. And that's why there is so much art in France, and that's why there is so much great art, French art that has been creating created in different centuries. So in the Middle Ages, Notre Dame was a place which hosted some of the greatest musical innovations of that time. So that music was mostly vocal music, and we're not presenting music, medieval music from Notre Dame, but actually a piece by its current organist, Thierry Echaï, a wonderful composer. And his piece, Magic Circus, is something that we will perform, which is representative of today's Notre Dame. And Notre Dame is, of course, extremely contemporary, relevant at the moment, because it has been recently opened after the fire, and people are raving about the restored organ and so forth. And Centre Pompidou comes to us through IRCAM, with the Music for Research of Electronic Music. Pierre Boulez, whom I mentioned earlier, was the founder and longtime director of IRCAM, and we are performing a work by Boulez, the Sonatine for Piano and Flute. And then Versailles, Louis XIV, Versailles was a great hub for the arts, for many kind of arts, but certainly also for music. And there's great amount of wonderful music that was created under the sponsorship of this court, which of course was also notorious on the other hand of being representative of the ancien regime, which came down in the revolution then. But this art is there, and also there are wonderful artists. And today we speak a lot about women composers and the neglect for women composers in the history. When you go to that Louis XIV's court in Versailles, this was a community which was beaming with fantastic female and women musicians and composers, and we're also performing some works by them. And Lully, of course, who was the great master, a dominant, towering figure of that era in French music. So it feels right to finish or conclude this festival celebrating the creation of art through these symbolic big cultural institutions and landmarks and sort of institutionalized support for the arts, which we can all now enjoy because of its creation.
And what is the message that you have for young people out there to come and celebrate this 3-day chamber music festival, which is compacted into 3 days, very, very tight?
Well, first of all, we have to always be proud, and it's easy to be proud of the incredible energy and high level of the ANAM young musicians who are really world class performers. Their dedication to preparing these works and learning to master their instruments at such young age is a testimony of the sustainability of art itself and of human capacity to be able to play the violin from memory. I have some neurosurgeon friends who have said that this is probably the most cognitively challenging sort of a skill that a human being can master. And so people who come to the concerts will enjoy the virtuosity of the young people, but really also this presentation of the French art, French music from the 18th century, really, from the 17th century, actually, the earliest works, is a testimony of the power of art to move us and to keep moving us. In this kind of selection, we have contemporary works and we have works from past composers and past centuries, but they coexist in a beautiful harmony, and so it almost becomes irrelevant to talk about modern music or avant-garde music, because all of this music reflects the human experience of that time in such a beautiful way. So I certainly hope that people will come to enjoy the abundance of this offering.
Pavali Umpanen, thank you so much for coming to SBS French. And as we say, bonne continuation as artistic director of ANAM.
Merci beaucoup.
Votre communauté, vos conversations. SBS French.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où où vous obtenez vos podcasts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
O'Reilly.